Okay, we're in Hilchos Shlagos, Parak Zayin. Continuing the issue of when a person, how many korban chatas a person's obligated in, depending on how many sins he does. We've already dealt with the area of sexual prohibitions as well as foods that are prohibited to eat. Now the Rambam starts in Parak Zayin with Avodah Zarah. Halacha Aleph. Hamishtachav el Avodah Zarah v'nisech v'kiter v'zibech v'halamachas. So let's say a person went ahead and bowed down to an idol. Brought libations to a false god, burned, let's say, incense or an offering, but burned incense for a, what do you call it, a false god, or shechted a korban for a false god, the helamachas, all under one state of mind. Chayev arba chataos. He's actually chayev four separate korbanos. V'chein in pir atzma lifor. V'zarek ever the markulis, the helamachas. So too, let's say he went ahead and defecated, which is one thing that was done for peor, or he threw a stone at markulis. And behalam achas in one state of mind, meaning he thought, let's say, for instance, in this case, there wasn't a problem doing that. Chayv shtayim, he's obligated to. That's the key. You're obligated. You're chayv korban chatas for each separate act of worship. So what's the case? The case is that he wanted to serve, let's say, a false idol purposely, but he didn't realize that, let's say, for instance, throwing a rock at the idol was an actual act of worship. But let's say he knew that, what it called, these were acts of worship, the shagag babarazar, but he inadvertently did it for the wrong god, so to speak. He's only chayv on korban chatas. Where does this mean? Ketzah. Yada shezu babarazar. He knows that this is prohibited because it's idolatrous, visha asr l'ovda, and it's prohibited to worship it. Aval lo yada shishtachavaya baniso chavera. He didn't realize that, for instance, prostrating would be considered a sin. And therefore, someone who prostrates and someone who brings a libation in such situations, chayv too. Yoda she'ilo vodoshein. Let's say he knew that these were acts of worship. V'asr la'avod behem is prohibited to do el acher to a different god. V'lo yoda shezu avodah zarah, but he didn't realize that the thing that he was worshiping was avodah zarah. L'fi shalahai sashafes avazav. Let's say, for instance, it was he thought that only things made out of silver and gold you can't worship. V'lo daito she'ein kurein avodah zarah l'shokes avazav. And he thought that only something that's made out of silver and gold was considered to be idolatrous. The avda v'chalavodos, and he did all these acts of worship. Nonetheless, eno chayev el chatas achas. You only be chayev one korban chatas. Okay, lachabeis. Back to Shabbos. Klal gadol amru b'Shabbos. So there's an interesting principle, a general principle that exists by Shabbos called shocheach ikur Shabbos. Let's say someone forgets what do you call it, the fundamental principle of what Shabbos is. The shachach shenistav Yisrael Shabbos and forgot that Bnei Yisrael were commanded to keep Shabbos. Oh, Shanishba, who katan leben akum, or let's say he was a Jew that was raised among the non-Jews, on his gayer katan, or he was converted when he was katan, who ben akum, he's among the non-Jews. Afapish asa malachos harbe, shabbos harbe. Even if he did lots of different malachas on lots of different Shabbases, eno chayv el chatas achas. He's only chayv one korban chata, shakol shkaga achasi. It's considered one act of inadvertent action. V'chein chayv chatas achas akol chayv shakol. He's also chayv korban chatas on all forbidden fats that he eats. The chatas achas al dam shach also too for any blood that he eats. V'chein kol yotz bezev vodos edom. V'chol yodeh ikar Shabbos. Let's say someone knows the fundamental idea of Shabbos about shachach shayom Shabbos, but forgot that today is Shabbos. V'dimu shehuchol. Let's say he thought it was Sunday. Af abish asav malachos harbe. Even does lots of different malachos. Chayv chatas achas al yom kulo. He's chayv one korban chatas and all the malachos done on that day. V'chein chatas al kol Shabbos Shabbos shagavva. But he would be chayv a separate korban chatas for each Shabbos that he inadvertently performs malacha on. Malacha Gimel, v'chol yodea sheyom Shabbos. Let's say he knows that today is Shabbos, v'shagag malachos, but he inadvertently performed malacha, v'lo yodea she malachos eilo asuras, and then realize that these malachos are prohibited. Oh, she yodea she asuras. Let's say he thought they were asur, v'lo yodea she chayv lemon karis, but he didn't realize you're chayv karis if you do malacha, v'asa malachos harbe, he did different malachos. Chayv chatas, v'chol av malach malacha, he's chayv akor malachatas on each av categorical malacha. Even if he did all 39 in one state of mind, maybe shlosha v'teisha chatos, he would have to bring 39 separate korbanos. Let's say he forgot today was Shabbos and also forgot that the malachos were prohibited to do. In such a case, he's only chayv one korban chatos. Halacha hey, ha'osa what it called? Ha'osa av v'toldosa v'halamachas. Let's say someone performs the Av Malacha and its derivative Malacha in one state of mind. Eino chayv el chatas achas. He's only chayv one korban chatas. Vein tzarech lomar, I also told those harbe shel av echad. So too, if you did multiple derivative Malachas from the categorical Malacha, sheino chayv el chatas achas. You only chayv one korban chatas. Malacha vav, also told those shel av zeh, v'told those shel av zeh. Let's say he did a derivative of Malacha A and derivative of Malacha B, Behala Machas and one Helam, Yirli Shu Chayiv Shtei Chatos. So Rambam surmises that the individual should be Chayiv in two separate Korban Chatas. Let's say, what do you call it? He does different Malachas that are underneath a single category of Malacha. Kagon, Shazara, Behibrich, Behirke, Behala Machas. For instance, let's say he planted and he, if you remember, he, Behibrich, he extended a vine out and let's say he replanted a branch. All thinking that it's mutter. He's only chayv one korban chatas. And of course, the Rambam will explain much earlier in the Hilchos Shabbos what the Avin told us are of the malachas. Let's say a person did many different malachas from one general category of malacha on different Shabbos. Whether he inadvertently did it purposely on Shabbos, but didn't realize the malachas were asur, or vice versa. Malachos, chayav al kol malacha malacha. He's chayav in each malacha. So what's a case like this? Ketza. Yada sheyam Shabbos. He knew today was Shabbos. Vizaraba, when they showed yada sheyam malacha. And he went ahead and planted, because he didn't think planting was a malacha. Vechei b'Shabbos shni, on the second Shabbos, yada shu Shabbos. He knew it was Shabbos, not benat the bani. He planted. Meshalo yada sheyati asur b'shem malacha. He didn't realize that planting is asur. Let's say in the third Shabbos, Hibrech, he let's say extended the vine. He didn't realize Hibrech is a malacha. He's chayav in each one. Even though planting and extending the vine, etc., all under one category malacha. That's the key point. Because Shabbos is the unique halacha by Shabbos is that different Shabbosos make create separations in malacha and action. So halacha test. Shabbos. Let's say he's not aware today. Shabbos, Vizarabo, and he plants. But he knows that Zriya Sasser. Let's say the following week on Shabbos, he forgets it's Shabbos. And he plants. And he knows that planting is Malacha. Let's say on the third day, he goes ahead and extends the vine on the third Shabbos. Even though he knows extending the vines on Malacha. Or he's a Chayv Achas Vachas. In this case, he's Chayv in each one. Shayamim Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos. The days between each Shabbos, it's like one awareness that's subject to creating a distinction between them. Halacha Yud, Misha Katzar V'Tachan K'Grogeres B'Shigdash Shabbos V'Zodon Malachos. So what's the case? Let's say a person went ahead and harvested, let's say wheat, and he ground down, he ground a fig size worth of grain, but he didn't know it was Shabbos. But he knew what it called that these malachas would be asr for Shabbos. He's only chayav one chatas. V'chazar v'katzar v'tachan k'grogeres v'zodon Shabbos. Let's say he went back again and harvested some more grain, ground it up, a grogeres worth purposely on Shabbos, meaning he knew it was Shabbos. V'shigas malachas, but he didn't think those malachas were asr. Shu chayav kol malacha malacha. In this case, he'd be chayav on each individual malacha he did. V'nodala al k'sira shal shigas Shabbos z'odon malachas. And he found out at the harvesting when he thought was shogeg inadvertently that it was Shabbos. But he knew this malacha would be asur if it was Shabbos. Ksira gores, ksira tchina gores, tchina. So basically, what that means is that what I call one act of harvesting draws, so to speak, the other one, and same with the grinding. Lukilu asa arba asa meshiga Shabbos zelda malachos. So we treat them all as if he did all four, not knowing what Shabbos, but knowing if it was Shabbos, we asur do these malachos. Sheinu chayv al chatas achas. In such a case, he's only chayv one karma chatas. The kev and shehikri of chatas zun is kapar lo alakol. And once he brings his karma chatas, he gets atonement for all of them. And when he finds out afterwards, he doesn't have to bring another korban chatas. However, let's say he found out at first by the ksira thinking it was Shabbos, but not thinking that the malacha ksira is aser, and he brought a korban already. So he's atoned for this act of harvesting that he found out about, as well as the harvesting and grinding where he didn't know it was Shabbos. Right, where he didn't think it was Shabbos, but he knew the malachas were asur. Why? And they sustain kamalacha achas. They're both are considered like one malacha. The nigra ksira tchina imaksira. So the ksira and tchina are drawn with the other harvesting, with the shara tchina, and all that's left is the grinding shalzan Shabbos that he did knowing it was Shabbos. Achadelo aleya until he finds out that what he did was asur. The avi chatashin and then brings a separate korban chatas. Katzar kachati grogers b'shiga Shabbos of the malachos. Let's say he harvested half a grogers. When not thinking it was Shabbos, but knowing it's usher to do ksira, the chazir v'katzar chazi grogers v'lom Shabbos shigas malchos, and then he went back and harvested the other half of the grogers, thinking it was Shabbos, but not thinking that the malacha ksira was a problem. Har'ilim and starfin, these are joined together, Ksira grows ksira, so ksira, the harvesting draws the harvesting. So this applies for all the malachos. Let's say my intention was to cut that which was disconnected from the ground, and I cut with that which is connected. Even though I intended to cut, since I didn't do what my intention was, this is as if he is like busying himself with the action. As we know, the Torah only prohibits malacha that I have intents to do from start to finish. Finally, the Rambam says, let's say someone has a bunch of coals and he stirs them up on Shabbos, and in doing so, he's extinguishing the upper ones, but he's lighting the lower ones. If his intention was both to put out and to light a fire, he's chayv twice. Let's say he stokes the coals to warm himself up, and they became lit on their own. He's chayv twice. Because the malacha that I'm doing, even though I'm not I'm not doing it for its own purpose, so to speak, I'm still chayv on Kumash Ran Vilchal Shabbos. It's just like I'm chayv if I do it on purpose, kares. I'm also chayv by doing it inadvertently, a korban chatas. Okay, that ends Perek Zayin, and we'll pick up Perek Ches tomorrow.